This is Inside Leeds Beckett, a podcast from Leeds Beckett University. Episode 1, starting out.
I knocked on my flatmate's door and my neighbours, flatmates, the ones that lived above me as well, and just asked them to come with me to Freshers' Fair.
It really makes memories and also work on your confidence at coming out of your comfort zone, arriving at a new institution, you don't know where you are, what it is.
This experience isn't just about the academic side of things. It's also about figuring who you are and meeting friends.
Hi, I'm Bailey, and this is Inside Leeds Beckett. Whatever stage you're at, if you're wondering if Leeds Beckett is the right choice, if you're listening to this before arriving in September, or if you're in your first year and are still trying to figure everything out, over 6 episodes, we're going to look at how everything works at Leeds Beckett, how you can meet people here, get support, and make your time here as amazing as it should be. We're going to meet lots of existing students whilst getting advice, tips, and support to help you make the most of it. Now, in this first episode, we're going to start where you start, that very first day on campus. What happens when you first arrive? How can you prepare? And what are the first few weeks and months like at Leeds Beckett? And that might be slightly different for you if you're a stay-at-home student or if you're moving to Leeds to start uni.
You kind of walk in and you think everyone's going to know each other because everyone's living together, but you meet people so easily and so quickly.
That's Lucy, who lives in Leeds and commutes into uni. We'll get her take on what those first few months are like soon. But first, I caught up with Kira, who's a Leeds Beckett student that moved to study here. What was the first day and week like for her? Hi, Kira, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
So today we're going to be looking at what happens when you first start at university. So what the first day and the first week is like. So can you remember your first day when you arrived? Can you tell me a bit about it?
So my first day coming into Leeds, I moved into halls, into student accommodation. And I moved into my halls just like the day before the rush of everyone moving in. So I kind of had free range of like using all the lifts and everything, so I could go in and out as much as I want. It was really good. I really do recommend like moving in before everyone else, because you can just kind of like move around as much and drop your stuff in and like not bother anyone kind of thing. It was good, very nerve-wracking, because it's the first time like you're moving out into a new city, you're meeting all of your new like roommates and everything.
Yeah.
But luckily, once you get there, like everyone's in the same boat anyways, so people like introduce themselves to you and everything, so you get to chat into people and then you like go for your little food shop. So it was good. I luckily had a girl in my flat who had already lived in the halls already, so she kind of was like showing me around and everything, and that was really, really good for me. But there was also the staff there that were just very accommodating, and they were like, they give you all like little booklets about like little hours of like when you need to contact like anyone, any emergency contacts and things like that. And then my first day at uni itself was incredible. I study on Headingley campus, but my halls was in City campus. So what the university does, they have like a free shuttle bus that goes from the City campus to Headingley campus, and it runs every hour, so it's great. So you can just get that. So I got the best of both worlds, really, because I could live in the city, go around the city with like all my new friends and everything and discover all these amazing new places. But then also I kind of got free transport to take me to Headingley campus.
Yeah.
And on the first day, it's interesting because you do lots of like little games that you do to get to know everyone. So it can be very awkward at first. But once you get going, like it's really fun. You end up having a great time and it is really nerve-wracking, but just like throw yourself into the situation and you'll get used to it really quickly.
Yeah, that is really good advice. Like you said, everybody's in the same position, so it's just about making the most of it, isn't it, really?
Definitely.
Did you go to the Welcome Week and did you take part in any events?
Yeah, so with the Welcome Week, there's loads of little events going on, and I do really recommend, like, if you can kind of look ahead and see what events they have on so you can choose specifically what you want to go to. I didn't do that. I kind of just went in and just went with the flow and saw what everyone was kind of doing. Like, I wasn't really sure where I was, what I was doing. But it was really good because they had Freshers Fair on. They have it in Headingley campus and on City campus. And it's great because they have lots of different stalls with different societies, different clubs that you can join. Like any society you can think of, there probably is one. And it was great. They give you free pizza. They give you loads of Domino's vouchers. Like, you can win like vouchers for like Costa Coffee and like lots of bits and bobs, which is great because you also get to like learn a bit more about the union, like the different kinds of groups there are, and you can try and find your people and stuff. So it's great that you're not just kind of limited to having course friends. You also get the opportunity to explore other friendships and like sport and things like that, which I found really lovely. Like, I've made loads of amazing friends, not only from my course, but from societies as well. And it's great for a night out. So I really do recommend going to those freshers' fairs. Even if you're tired, do it, because you'll get loads of freebies and it will be so worth it.
Yeah, it definitely sounds worth it. I love that. So going back to halls then, sort of tell me what the first few weeks were like for you living in halls, like learning to like cook for yourself, clean up after yourself. What was that experience like?
So the first few weeks, obviously it is quite like, you have to really adjust, because especially living at home, like your parents tend to do a lot for you. So although you can like practice at home and everything, like once you're in the situation, it is kind of like you will get through it. It is easy once you get used to it. It's just kind of like the fact that you have to factor that in. So you have to really kind of have a bit more of a schedule and really try and follow it, because if you don't have any food, you have to go and do a food shop, and like you have to be responsible in that way.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. Like, the first few weeks are just amazing because everyone's like wanting to get to know everyone. And the really lovely thing about the halls that I went into, they did like a little welcome event for everyone. So they hosted like a little party, I guess, and like the reception area that they have, they gave you like free drinks, free food. And it was just to like get to know people in your building. And I really, really recommend it. I literally met two of my best friends that I now live with from that. And if I hadn't have gone to that, I wouldn't have met them, because we literally wouldn't have crossed paths at all. We do completely separate courses. We're not in the same society. So I do really recommend, if they do anything in your building and you want to get to know people kind of like in the same building as you, I do recommend it. And it's just great. Like, they have loads of events going on, lots of like club nights and stuff, which I do recommend doing as well, because then you get to know the city a bit more and everything. So the first few weeks are a lot in one go, but it is really, really fun, and just really throw yourself into it, because if you do that, then you just kind of get the best experience out of it. And even if you're tired, try as much as you can to just like push yourself out of your comfort zone, because it will be worth it in the long run.
Yeah, it sounds so rewarding. It sounds like such a good way to meet people.
Definitely.
I'm glad you had that experience. Is there anything you wished that you'd have known before you started uni?
So I kind of wish I'd known to like look ahead and maybe investigate more like into the uni. Like, I knew I wanted to go to Leeds Beckett, but I didn't like look into it as much as like, I didn't know that there was so many different societies. Like, there's maybe like a chess club, and there's maybe like paddle society and stuff like that. And I didn't know that. So maybe I'd say like, I wish I would have known to investigate it more before going, if you know what I mean, because all of the different societies and stuff as well, they have like different trials to like, so that you can like join the team and stuff. So you really have to say, if you play two sports, you have to see if they don't clash and if you can do both sports. So I'd say just investigate as much as possible like into the uni, so then that once you get there, you kind of have like more of a guide of what to do, and not just going into it like without knowing like what to do, because there's loads of events on the welcome week, as I said before, that are really helpful and like help you like set up like your doctors and stuff like that. So I'd say to just really like investigate it before going into it.
Yeah, so like looking beyond the course and looking at social events and societies and things like that to make sure you get 100% out of your experience. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Was there anything that surprised you in the first few months of being at university? Like, anything you learnt about yourself, anything you didn't expect?
Well, learning about myself, I realised I'm actually a lot more outgoing than what I thought. Like, I felt like my whole life, like meeting new people and stuff, I always considered myself kind of shy in a way. And then when I got to uni, as I just like kind of went into it thinking I'm just going to chat to everyone and throw myself out there, I really kind of came out my shell that way. And I feel like I've really grown into myself. So I know it's a cliche, like everyone says like uni will change you and blah, blah, blah. But genuinely, it like does.
Yeah.
It's very cringe, but it does. And yeah, you do get to learn a lot about yourself. Like I'm very, very responsible. I really am good at time management and stuff like that because of, as I said, you have to factor in like that you have to do a food shop, you have to wash your clothes, like you have to change your bedding, you have to clean your room. Like, so you do learn a lot about yourself. And another thing that really surprised me in the first few months was how much support you actually do get at uni. Like, I don't know, I just didn't really think of like a support system and stuff. But as I moved so far away, it was really nice to know that like uni were kind of always there to like chat to you. Like, obviously, once you make your friends and everything, they're kind of your support system. But even if, say, for example, you've made friendships, but you don't feel like 100% with them, uni are also still very, very supportive. Like, the lecturers are lovely. They're always up for a chat. Like, they're more than happy to just sit there and listen. And not only just like about personal things, but even just like financially, they're very helpful. They really push forward for if you need it, like to apply for bursaries, and they always try and help in any which way or form. Like, even with like getting a job, like there's a career centre and stuff there that you can kind of like speak to and kind of see and learn like what you want to kind of go down and what paths you want to take. So yeah, I didn't realise like how much support there was at uni, and it really surprised me in a really great way.
Yeah, that sounds really amazing. I'm glad you had such a positive experience with it. It does sound like that really helped you. And then finally, what tip would you give to somebody that's about to move to Leeds and start their journey at Leeds Beckett?
I'd say, as I've said quite a lot, just genuinely just put yourself out there and get out of your comfort zone. Talk to as many people as you can, because personally, I've done that, and that has been amazing for me. I've had the best experience, and I'm so looking forward to getting back in September and seeing all my friends and getting back into it, because I've just had the best experience and just feel like putting myself out there and really putting myself out of my comfort zone. I've just learnt loads about myself, about the world, about everything, and it's just been amazing. So I would say definitely just throw yourself into any situation that you can.
That's great. Thank you so much. It's been lovely to speak to you today.
Thank you, you too.
Hi, I'm Maya Flora. I'm the Student Experience Officer for the Res Life team at Leeds Beckett. So in the first few months of moving into halls, there are loads of people there to support you. The Residence Life team are based on site, so they're there 3 days a week. So you can go down and have a chat with them whenever you want. That could be wellbeing things, if you're having a bit of an issue with your flat, anything at all, they're just there to have a chat with. But then there's also the site staff that are there 24/7, and you'll end up going down and just having chats with them because they're such lovely people and they're there to support you with whatever you need.
I've been at Leeds Beckett for a few years now, but I can still remember those first few days when you start. Everyone is trying to find out how stuff works and meet new people, but just take your time. You don't have to know everything on day one. So we've heard from Kira, who moved to Leeds to study, but what's it like if you're a stay-at-home student at Leeds Beckett? It can be a bit different when it comes to making friends and meeting people, because you're not in halls and you don't have that side of uni to think about. I met Lucy, a current Leeds Beckett student who's a stay-at-home student, and I found out from her why she chose to commute to uni and what that meant when she started. Hi, Lucy. Nice to meet you. So you're local to Leeds and you commute into campus. What was the reason that made you want to stay local for uni?
Honestly, I just thought it was the best decision for me. It meant that I could keep my part-time job and all my home kind of friends near me, but also I could kind of ease myself into uni without putting myself completely in the deep end, being in halls.
Yeah, I had a similar experience, actually. I commute from Sheffield, so a bit further than yourself, but I had the same experience. I wanted to stay at home, and I found that like a nice balance between the two. So what was day one like for you when you started at uni?
I'll be honest, a bit nerve-wracking. You know, you kind of walk in and you think everyone's going to know each other because everyone's living together.
Yeah, yeah.
They've gone to freshers together. But honestly, it's really not that bad. You know, they normally do kind of introductions at, like, for your first couple lessons. So you meet people so easily and so quickly. It really wasn't an issue. And actually, by the end of the day, I was so much more confident.
Yeah, I think it is really scary at first, isn't it? Because you think you're going to be out of the loop because you live at home. But then once you get into it, you sort of realise you're not missing out on the whole experience and there's still so much to do.
100%, yeah.
Is that what it was like for you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a real mix of students that live in halls, and obviously, like we've said, some that live at home. Do you think that really matters in the long term?
No, not at all. I think you definitely still get to experience the uni lifestyle, whether you live at home or live at halls. It's just kind of what you make it. You know, there's so many societies and clubs and events that you can join. You really won't miss out on anything living at home. So you can still get the best of both.
Yeah, definitely. I would agree with that. Yeah. Do you think it's easier to be a student who lives at home, or do you think there's pros and cons to both?
It's definitely pros and cons. I think when you live at home, I found it a lot easier to just kind of crack on with my work and really focus on that academic side. I feel like when you do live in halls, it can kind of distract you a bit. You know, you can go out and you're always kind of on the go. So I think it's definitely the pros is that you can really focus on your academic side of things, your part-time work, if you're working whilst at uni. But yeah, it's definitely pros and cons.
Yeah, I would agree with that, yeah. So everybody that starts at uni worries about making friends, don't they? And, you know, am I going to fit in? Am I going to settle in here?
Yeah.
Did you know people when you started, or did you start completely from scratch? And how was it to make friends at uni?
I started completely from scratch. I actually went to a previous uni for a year, so I was completely thrown in the deep end. Had no idea where I was going, who I was meeting. But like I said, honestly, you get the opportunities to meet so many different people. All I could recommend is just kind of putting yourself out there, putting yourself out of your comfort zone and just speaking to that person next to you, because you never know who you're going to meet from that. And joining societies, joining clubs, it really does help.
Yeah, we've actually had a really similar experience because I went to a different uni for the first year as well. Like you said, it is really nerve-wracking to think everybody's got like pre-established friend groups and, you know, how am I going to fit in and make it work? Like yourself, I was quite pleasantly surprised with how easy it was to make friends. Why do you think that is? Because of like the societies and like because there's that much to do, like you all just kind of get stuck in. Is that like the same experience for yourself?
Yeah, I think with my course, I do English and media, and it's a very interactive kind of course. There's a lot of group work involved and presentations, so you have to kind of put yourself out there. They almost force you to, which is definitely not a bad thing.
So was there anything that surprised you when starting at uni? Anything you learnt about yourself? Anything you didn't expect?
I think it's definitely made me a much more confident person. And I've really surprised myself over the past couple of years. I've socially, academically, you know, I definitely think it's exceeded the expectations.
Yeah, I think that's quite a common theme, isn't it? Like growing both personally and professionally.
Yeah, definitely.
In terms of just helping you grow as a person rather than just focusing on the core, sort of looking beyond that.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Yeah. And finally, if someone's listening to this and they're local like you and starting at Leeds Beckett this year, what advice would you want to give to them?
Honestly, just put yourself out there. You know, like I said, you can turn to the person next to you. You can join a society, join the events, still go out to freshers. Just really put yourself out of your comfort zone, because it's not as hard as what people would make it out to be. And also finding like the top spots to study in, the social areas within your uni campus, because you can also meet a lot of people and you'll spend a lot of your time there when you commute.
Yeah, definitely. You do get out of it what you put in at the end of the day, don't you?
100%.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. It was really nice to meet you.
No problem. Thank you.
My name's Ian Friedman, so I'm the Schools and Colleges Liaison Manager at Leeds Beckett. So in terms of some of the biggest advice I'd give to students before you do arrive is that it is very natural to be nervous. Whether you live locally and are commuting to the university or whether you're coming from far away, the transition's still massive. But just knowing that everyone's in that same boat really helps that nervousness and helps calm you down, because you really are all sort of in it together. And knowing that you're not alone sort of is a massive help.
That's the end of this episode of Inside Leeds Beckett, looking at the first few weeks of your uni adventure. It's a huge moment when you start, and it's totally normal to have a few worries and concerns about settling in or meeting people. But university is an amazing place to be, and there's loads of support to help make the start as good as it should be. In the next episode, we'll dive more into this. How do you meet people and make friends at uni? It can take time and it doesn't have to happen immediately. So we'll look at some ways you can start to connect and make new friends in Leeds. Download and listen when you can, and I'll catch up with you then.